And welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we're going to get an update on Pottawatomie County government. We'll also hear from USD 3D3 Manhattan Ogden in the Transportation Department. I had an interview yesterday with Andrea Adams, the director out there, about how they're prepping for the upcoming school year. We're going to start, though, with Dee McKee. Dee joins us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well for beautiful day in the middle of August.
Yeah. Well, we missed having you here last month, and hope all is well. We always enjoy talking to our guests here. And are you doing some business here in Manhattan today?
Oh, sure. You know, I just had some stuff to deliver, run by the delivery process, and come on over here. So, thank you for having me in person.
I
like to see you in person. You know,
yeah. Okay. Well, it certainly is a pleasure. It's kind of a rare deal here on the radio, at least lately. We've got a lot of stuff going on here, and I know you've been busy constantly Zooming or other sorts of meetings going on. You've spoken a lot with, I know, Manhattan City officials recently. They've got a November ballot question on the issue of the sales tax renewal, and that will affect Pottawatomie County side of Manhattan. I can't remember the rate exactly, but maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Well, the rate is theirs to decide. I believe they're 1.5 cents. The issue or the discussion was it really, when it's a city sales tax instead of county, it reaches into our county. And my conversation with them at the last city-county-county meeting was a question of collaboration, of the obligations that Pottawatomie County handles. One, because you don't have a sheriff. Our sheriff's office pretty much responds to any felonies, thefts, major incidents that occur in the city of Manhattan. And I think you've seen on the discussion in the Mercury sometimes that the commissioners from Riley County do not want the police from Riley County to respond because you do not have an elected sheriff. So when we have the sheriff respond, then the costs go to our courts, our attorneys, our jails. And we've been handling that with no real interagency agreement for sharing obligation because we are an independent location. We have our own Blue Township Fire Department, which I think there is some agreement about service, cross-service, but we did offer to try and write a collaboration when about 1.5 years ago or two, the county was contemplating service across the entire county because there weren't fire stations out to the north to Leonardville and Riley and so on. And in brief conversations, we suggested we could respond from Olsburg to Randolph and, you know, probably cut some costs and work together. That never did a big direction. So when we talk about what money's going to things, it becomes an interesting piece. We have 5 counties around here wanted to do some collaboration on dispatch. We know that Kansas City, there's 5 counties that work together, and that dispatch could be done by one computerized dispatch that just kind of puts a thing up on the board and it says, call this fire, this police, this ambulance, and the next one by arrangement is here and where all the streets are. And we're still talking about it in the counties, but that's something that Manhattan, Riley County didn't choose to do. And I think for NBAF, it would have been very appropriate for an ask to have the federal government help pay for some dispatch. These are my ideas. I'm always trying to get the local people not to have to pay so much if we work together. But that's some of the underground of what went about the sales tax. When we're talking about that, we do ambulance, and we have sent a note to the Manhattan that we would always respond, reciprocal. But when we got the answer from them, it was that we'll charge you for that depreciation on everything and so on. Those kinds of answers, when we talk about Region Reimagine, make it difficult for me to sell to the population over there the importance of being a second-class citizen to some of the things that go on in Manhattan. And the conversation is quite interesting. And the school now has come over there, and we are going to have to, by the location, put in a special road on the east side for circulation. We've talked to Dr. Reed, about how that might be done and tried to make some arrangements. And so far, anything that we say that might double up and make for a little less cost to all taxpayers. We are the taxpayers of 383, and our last year increase in taxes to 383 was about 16% of the on the school part of the tax bill. And so the conversation about wanting to know about how that's going to happen and the transportation issues and the challenges we face with kids having big creeks between the school and so on are all conversations that go back to either the intergovernmental or the city, county, county, or there's different groups that talk about this, Flint Hills Regional, which is the multiple county thing, and it takes a lot of hours and a lot of time to represent and speak to those issues without and trying to bring them back to a discussion or a conclusion. And we're making headway. It's just taking an awful lot of energy. And I keep saying that we've got to have vision. We cannot just expect to have everybody in their little pockets doing what they want to do in a situation where growth is happening.
All right. I got a caller with a question here. Let's go ahead and get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. I was wondering, with the cable people that have a monopoly in the county, have you been able to get cable at the house at all? I know that the Wamego Cable has out here on the prairie has done a really good job of getting internet to the at-home school people. Thank you for your efforts.
WTC, who is the Wamego Telephone Company, they do reach out, and they've been very, very able to reach to businesses in the region. And that's important. As far as the individual schools and their connection, it's some schools are good and some schools aren't. We in the county have part of our county services come from Home City. My local services come from Cox, and there's some agreements so that sometimes when everybody's on Cox, we don't necessarily stay solid. They're doing a little bit better all the time. But WTC is part of the group that's trying very hard to reach out, and I cannot speak for individual other companies, but the federal government is giving money to try and get that connectivity in place. We're going to take part of our money and increase a tower for communications purposes. We didn't have the money for that, and that's one of the things that will go on our COVID finance. Individual houses in different places down in the valley, we may not be able to catch all of them. That's kind of one of those issues all across the state of Kansas, because so much agriculture depends on having internet and being able to feed crop knowledge in and be able to record from the combine what the production is and where the weak spots in the field are using GIS and so on. And so we are, as a county, very interested in it. How that's playing out is still in the discussion. For students, I hope the schools have been connected. WTC has permission to do the businesses but cannot do the houses in our county based on a current agreement, whatever it is. I haven't studied it far enough. But thank you. It's a good question and one people should be concerned with, because without the connectivity of many people who went home to work and wanted to work from home, we suddenly got a great discovery of the challenge that some of them have. And some of them won't be going back to the office if they can work from home. They've discovered it's pretty effective and they don't have to build so many offices. So
it seems to me in our area of any of the, as far as school districts are concerned, Wamego seems to be at the forefront of this hybrid or able to do it from home learning, because they've got the technology in place. I don't know how they're doing it, but they seem to be a model school.
Well, if you come out to Bluebird Road just east of Wamego and you see all those big dishes set up, WTC, Wamego Telephone?
Yeah, I think
Telecommunications.
That's right.
Company has been an innovator in that area, and so their demonstration of that in those areas is excellent. And they've come all the way across Manhattan to the west side. They're over by Colbert Hills with the banks and so on. Working with the Transportation Committee for the region, we had a plan that they would bring transportation from Topeka in on the line and then connect to the university. I'm not sure where that one landed. But they were part of that as a player for a period of time. Can't make all those meetings. Sometimes things change.
Right, and schedules are busy too. And, you know, you brought up the point here that a lot of this is just not always communicated to the Pottawatomie County side. And we hear that a lot. I know Pat's brought it up a few times with Oliver Brown. Just the fact that there's little details maybe that aren't getting communicated to the Pottawatomie County side of things. How do you guys go about improving that relationship with whether it's the city or the school district?
Well, awareness is the first part of trying to say what we need. I have been invited frequently to come to the intergovernmental committee that does school and city, but they always meet on Monday at noon, and I've sent them a note, and they are considering a change. the change, I feel kind of bad because it's only for one or maybe two people that everybody else should change. But the fact is that we have consistently, since I've been there, always met on Mondays, and it takes a Mondays, sometimes a Thursday, to get through county business. And driving in is difficult, and we don't generally get done till after dinner. So, or we don't even have dinner till after dinner, but we'll work on it. I mean, all I can do is try. But that trying to get it better, on our side, we have the next door program that connects people. The receiving of a newspaper is not universal on our side because many go from Wamego paper. Some take the Mercury. The Mercury has heavily focused on Manhattan. And I don't blame them. That's their home area. But that makes a difference because what's interesting in detail doesn't necessarily come in. Even when I go and make a comment, it will say I made a comment, but not the details of the comment. That's all right. I don't get in as much trouble that way. But it's a challenge. We have a county with 10 small communities, and almost each one has a small newspaper, and so they don't all buy out to get the big newspaper either. It's a different change, and internet will make the biggest difference, mm-hmm. or connectivity.
By the way, you guys have a new website. I should mention that, and that seems like it's a little easier to navigate.
Well, we hope so. That was part of the anytime somebody wanted to ask a question or get in there. Even some of the commissioners weren't easily capable of getting through it. So we just keep trying going in the direction of more efficiency and being able to get quick news out. The problem is there's so many websites that people can't decide which one they ought to use. We do use the Everbridge for emergencies, as mm-hmm. well as Riley. You sign up, you can have responses come from other places, but that's accidents and catastrophes. It's not just the chit-chat, so we keep working on it.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss. Sometimes people just happy.
Well, if I can just say from my perspective as a person in the media who looks for information constantly from Pottawatomie County, it is getting better, I feel. We got, maybe COVID's put more of an emphasis on that here, but you know, we get updates constantly from whether it's county, sheriff's office is doing better. I feel like just about every agency out there seems to have more of an interest in getting information out. So,
thank you.
A little compliment.
I'll send them all a note.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to continue our conversation with Dee McKee after this on InFocus.